podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let me read you a note from a dedicated listener. Her name is Cheryl. She goes, Dom, was taking my daughter and her friend to school the other day when you said something about, quote, hating something, end quote. I also think you once said something on the show about hating a person. Cheryl writes, I teach my kids that hate is a horrible word and you should never hate anyone. You're a role model for these kids. Could I talk you into never using that word on your show? Otherwise, I love you guys. And that's Cheryl.
Women always want to change men.
You know, it's funny. And then so when this came in yesterday and I read it to Emily and I said, you know, look at this. She loves our show, but there's that one word that'll pop out. And it is funny that there are...
Excuse me. I need water.
Yeah, you okay over there?
Phil.
Sound parched.
I hate dry throats.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting.
And it's funny how every once in a while we'll say something where there's a particular word that people, you know, teach in their household for their kids not to say. We've gotten numerous notes from people who say, please don't use the word crap. And I'm like, well, that's one of my words.
Just used it.
Yeah. You know, Oops. Or don't say this or don't say that. And I respect the way people raise their kids, and that's terrific. You know, in my household, we were not allowed to say fart when I was growing up. That was a forbidden word,
said it.
Right? We had to say something else. I can't remember what it was.
Flatulate.
And so I understand that in some households that people don't like the word hate, but I guess I don't completely understand the hating of the word hate.
Is it because it's generally used when referring to another person?
Probably.
In the workplace?
I don't know, because, you know, you might say, oh,
family member.
Like people might say, oh, I hate sushi, or I hate
beets. You know? Disgusting.
I hate
salmon.
You know, so I looked up the, and Emily said that she was bothered by it. You don't like me saying that I would hate a person, do you?
I think that when used with other people, mm-hmm. hate is a very strong word, and it should be used gingerly and thoughtfully, and I don't think people really mean it when they say it.
I don't throw it around willy-nilly.
I know.
Except
but
for
when,
inanimate objects.
But even when you do say it, because there is one person that I've heard you say it about in the past, many, many moons ago, and I just disagree. I don't think you really do or did hate this person.
It's funny that you know me better than I know.
Right.
I
don't know.
Like, to me, just the definition of hate, it's just very strong, and I think people just throw it around.
Do you know what the definition is?
It's word for word, no.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Great.
I looked it up.
Good.
Here's the definition of the word hate. Intense or passionate dislike.
I have that for some people.
Who doesn't have that? And why is it that we vilify that word when I think sometimes you should hate certain things or even some people? Like, if Hitler walked in the room right now...
You'd hate that guy.
I would say, I freaking hate you.
Okay, I am not saying that you can't use the word hate when it comes to Hitler.
Right.
But...
But he can't
be... weird if he did walk in, though, huh?
Good morning!
I'll tell you what, if he walked in the room...
For everyone!
Vince the Mind Bender!
Okay, we're gonna get hate mail because of this.
We will get hate mail. We talk about hate mail on our show.
I just think that, especially if it's right there in the definition, the passionate, I think that you have to spend so much energy hating someone, and that's just such a waste of energy and emotion.
Hating is actually quite simple, though.
I agree with you if people hate that way. But the one person that, and the thing is, I think there was one person that I've really hated personally in the last 20 years of my life. I named one person. And I don't even hate them now. I've mellowed. But what's interesting is that I think people then assume that if you say you hate someone, that you spend all day just sitting there grinding
stewing,
and steaming. And I'm like, no, I never think about this person. It doesn't conflict me. It doesn't bother me. I don't have this negative energy. But if you brought them up, what do you think? I'd say, oh, I hate that person.
Because seems like it would take more energy to force yourself to like them or find something about them or force yourself to talk to them. That's more energy than just being like, I hate that person. I'm staying away.
See, then to me, that's not hate. That's just apathy. Because if it's not consumed, hate... Let me finish. I think that
hate that sound.
much.
I think that like hate is a consuming, you know, and it's there with many moments of your day. And if it's just, oh, if someone brings up their name and you say, I hate that person, and then you go on with your life, that's not hate. That's just a moment.
Well, not to you, but it is to me. And that's why it might be an issue with words. Because I have a funny thought on words anyway. Think about this for just a second.
Okay.
The concept of curse words.
I love curse
to
words.
I'm just speaking for me, is personally hilarious. And I'll tell you why. Because people say, please don't say, let me just give you an example. Don't ever say the S word around my children. I'm like,
Spielberg?
Great. I never would. But they will then say, honey, do you need to poop? Which, okay, is exactly the same thing. It's four different letters that represent the exact same thing. And so to me, I've always laughed about how words can be offensive, but if you just switch the letters and you refer to the same thing.
It's just not
thing,
as piercing, though.
I guess, but I don't personally understand it. To me, language is colorful, and I don't have a problem with any word.
I love that thought. I agree with you. I can't remember where the heck this scenario was in my life, which is just my life, but we tried to come up with a new four-letter word for, like, the F word, for example.
Right.
And try to mean the same thing. You use it in the same moments. Mm-hmm. The criteria had to be four letters.
Right.
And to get your mother to go, oh, what did you just say? You know? And you can't do it.
No, there's nothing with the punch of that.
We've just been trained that you're right. Those four letters.
It's a combination of letters. So if you made up another word for that word.
Zonk.
Okay. And you said it. Either word will conjure the exact same image in your brain,
mm-hmm.
right? But one combination of letters is okay to conjure that vision. These letters are not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I've never understood. And I've had people call me on the show all the time and say, well, here's why that word is bad. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Just the scenarios maybe that they've been used in.
Yeah.
Zonk you, Jeremy.
You want a zonk later tonight?
It's like you can say water, but don't you ever say H2O. It's essentially the same thing, right? They're the same thing. One way you can say it and another you can't.
Right.
And so with hate, to me, if I'm expressing an intense dislike and I say I hate that, and some people say, ooh, that's a bad word, you should just say you intensely dislike it. It's the stupid thing.
Right.
I'm just really surprised that you have nobody in your life, Emily, that you truly, like, hate.
Well, then it does come
down
to...
Or intensely dislike.
Intensely dislike for me is something that I'm okay with spending my energy on, but what the word hate means to me means that... I just don't like that energy, and I think it's very strong and heavy. And
animal cruelty.
So, those zonkers I hate.
See? Do you hate people who are cruel to animals?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. If they got hit by a bus in front of me,
that's
I would probably applaud.
That's intense. Okay.
You are
just
you kidding
took it
me?
To a whole new level.
Heck yeah.
So are
that
you
is hate to
Are
me.
You expending all this energy? You just say no. I just express it, and I get on with my life.
Right. Well, but then, I don't know. But when it does come to people... You know, that we know that aren't cruel to animals that sometimes we use the word hate with.
But maybe
I'm
you
just
don't
know. Trying
we
to.
You don't know the full story, though. What if
Are
we
you?
Ask?
Whoa.
No, like for the person that I would say I hate, and you would say, oh, you probably don't feel that way. Maybe you don't know the full story about me and that other person. You
Does
know
this person kick puppies?
I will tell you they do.
I will zonk them up.
Even though I don't think they do. Listen, what if we asked our listeners to call in and talk about hate?
Yeah, who do you hate? Like Bobby
or
Flay?
What?
Who or what
yeah.
do you hate? Oh, hey, Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
What do you hate?
Oh, my mother-in-law.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Dang, right off the bat.
What's her name? Where does she live?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. She is not around here, thankfully, so she's not listening, but she drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a very manipulative person, so she just, I don't know. I can't stand her whatsoever. And, she just criticizes everything I do, how I raise the children. It's just, I don't think I would hate that too.
Can I play something for you?
Sure.
This is just for you. There we go.
Oh
That's perfect.
Is that what you need? I'll send you a copy. Shannon, yeah. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so we're off on a pretty wild start. Here's Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hello.
Is there anything you hate?
Cilantro.
Oh, you're with Emily.
God,
she
me
hates
too.
It.
Yeah, Emily is always talking about hating cilantro.
It's the devil's lettuce.
That's funny. Leave it there. Just leave it there.
Don't say another word.
The devil's lettuce.
Perfect. That sounds like a good band name, too. Lindsay, I hope you have a terrific day. Cilantro
Thank you.
Free.
You
that's hilarious.
That's classic. I don't want to ever forget that. I'm going to use it at a restaurant. A side of
devil's lettuce.
Does that come with devil's lettuce? Here's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
Are you on board with me saying that the word hate is not all that bad?
I don't think it's really all that bad, but me and my friends came up with degrees of hate.
Yeah.
And basically they break down in the same way that you would cook a steak. Being rare is, you know, I'd poke them with a hot prod, and well done is cook them till they're done, basically. So whenever someone's really annoying and we really dislike them, we say, well done.
That's good. That's well done hate.
That's funny. So you camouflage it, but you're still hating. Jamie, have a great
yeah.
day, okay?
Okay.
And on a side note, I hate well done steak. It's too dry.
It's like you're eating a purse.
Yeah.
Here's Carly. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
What do you think about this word hate?
I love how the other lady used it, the lady before me. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a strong word, not a bad word. It's not a curse word, but it's definitely a strong word.
So what do you hate? Go ahead. I'll pull it out of you.
Oh, I hate when my boyfriend shaves and doesn't clean his nasty hair out of the bathtub.
Hey, Chewbacca. Oh. Hey, Chewie.
And it's all covered in soap scum. And
you
got to
get down in there and pull
it's
out.
A disgusting little pie.
That is an intense or passionate dislike.
Oh, my gosh. I hate it.
Good luck to you.
Tell him
that,
to clean
okay?
up after himself.
Yeah, hose it
have
down.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. See you later. See, there's a lot of hate going on.
Yeah, that's worthy of a fart face, too, I think.
Here comes Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Good morning.
So what do you got for me?
I got smokers who throw their butts out the window while they're driving.
Yeah, you see the car in front of you, that glowing cancer stick getting thrown out the window?
Right,
yeah.
It's our beautiful state.
Now, do you hate that
exactly.
or do you hate
I do.
Them?
I hate that. I mean, if they want to do that to themselves, that's their choice. I don't care. But it's like, then just keep it contained here. I know I don't think most cars have ashtrays anymore, but
put it in a little cup holder. Yeah,
hey, you're supposed to have
there
like an
go.
Empty
exactly.
Coke can, you know. Yeah.
Probably not Coke because then the water turns the same color and then one day you're thirsty and whoops. Maybe they deserve it though if they're throwing their butts out the window.
Oh, Vicky, have a wonderful day, okay?
I will. You guys too.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We love you guys. Here's Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, good morning.
So, do you hate anything?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I hate the people who drive in the HOV lane with only one person in the car, and they shouldn't be in that lane, and they think they can go 100 miles an hour.
Hmm. What if they've got, like, a mannequin in the passenger seat or something?
No, they don't even have a mannequin.
Oh. Rebels.
As I'm driving to work, I would tell you that probably 60% of the cars that are in the HOV lane should not be there.
I think what we're doing now is we're kind of fudging the line between hate and pet peeve.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay,
I hate them.
Okay.
You can't tell her how she feels.
You don't know her past.
I won't talk you out of it. So, listen, have a great day, Brenda.
Thanks, you too.
Guys who are fudging on the HOV line versus animal cruelties, it's okay.
It's a big world out there.
Versus cilantro.
Right. Uh-huh.
Can you see her, though, every time someone passes her that HOV lane?
I know.
Fist out the window.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.